Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Patriots head coach Jerod Mayo will speak to the media in half an hour at 8:30, and we will take it live. And if he does not talk about the starting quarterback within the first minute, we will stop taking it live. I think I may have figured it out the way it's going to go at 8:30. Mayo is going to step up there 8:30 this morning. And then Robin Glazer is going to come out, and she is going to slowly start turning letters over to reveal the first name of the starting quarterback. Oh, we have a J. Okay.
Your category is proper noun.
Wheel of Fortune style. All right. Let's get to today's news. Or not, Sean.
It's time for...
You know, we've come so far since my inauguration.
The news.
On that day, I told you, as I stood in that winter, we were stood in a winter of peril and winter of possibilities. Peril and possibilities.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
That if you get gum, I don't know if you can freeze it or get how you make it hard.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
I will be hearing that for months and years.
On WEEI.
We have an update on the incident that shut down the Piscataqua
Bridge.
All right.
I had trouble with it earlier, yeah. Queen, so don't worry about it.
Bridge this morning.
That's the big bridge that goes from New Hampshire into my adopted home continent of Maine.
Yes. The man that was on the bridge has been shot and killed by officials. The body of an 8-year-old child has been found inside of his car. He was wanted for allegedly killing a woman at a home in Troy, New Hampshire, and then driving through the night and ending up on that bridge.
Awful.
No names have been given yet, obviously, so we will keep you updated as we are updated. Officials will hold a press conference today at noon on college students returning to the city. The big warning is Sturro Drive.
Okay.
And
so they're having a press conference to warn parents coming from other states that you can't drive your U-Haul into a bridge. Like, is that going to reach anybody? Like,
no.
Aren't they on the road now? Like, on their way here now? Like,
correct.
Okay. So a big press conference today with a warning about not Sturroing yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know this, but so far in 2024, there have been 14 bridge strikes along Sturro Drive. The record is 17. It was set in 2022.
Oh, okay.
We're close.
There's not a ton of exits, so why won't you just put a statey at the exit to keep the trucks off?
Post a state police officer there every single day. Can't you fix the the GPS system or the put some kind of a warning thing up or
you would think they could
raise the bridges or lower the roads or I don't know. There's got to be some solution.
But you would think they could do the GPS thing with the technology, but that doesn't work. So it seems like we're going to have to go back to the old school way of doing things and just put a stadi or a cop there and, you know, pay them to do a detail and keep trucks off this off Sterile Drive.
Yeah. Okay. The story that I think a lot of people in Twitch have been waiting for you and I to talk about, Greg, the Sandra Birchmore case took a wild turn yesterday. Former Stoughton Police Detective Matthew Farwell was arrested by a SWAT team at a shopping center in Revere. I believe Mitch has the video of that going down for those watching on Twitch and YouTube. He's been indicted in the death of Birchmore, who was found dead in her apartment in Canton in 2021, 3 months pregnant with his child. This news broke yesterday. Greg sent it to the group message, and then Greg called me. I have read stories as they've popped up about the Sandra Birchmore case. Mm-hmm. It was ruled a suicide. She was found with a belt around her neck attached to a closet door in her bedroom in her apartment in Canton.
Case was investigated by most of the same investigators with the Norfolk County DA's office who investigated the John O'Keefe death.
Correct.
Okay.
So
same people.
So once the Karen Reed stuff caught my attention, that is when I started hearing about Sandra Birchmore. But I should have, but I didn't go too deep on it. Yesterday, I spent a big part of my day listening to the only podcast that I found that even covered it remotely, and it's the Case podcast on Barstool. It's Kirk Minahan's podcast, and it's fascinating to listen to. It's really well done. Mm-hmm. It's fascinating to listen to because this podcast was done back in 2022. The last episode I listened to was in December of 2022. So I'm listening to names that I now know because of the Karen Reed case, but Kirk is talking about it in regards to Sandra Birchmore because John O'Keefe is still alive at the point of this podcast.
All right.
And the overlap between the two, and let me just say, there have been so many text messages that have come out yesterday that in the indictment between Matthew and Sandra, this man was taking advantage of her from when she was like 14 years old.
Vile.
Disgusting.
He is reading these text messages. He is a vile human being.
Vile.
And it is disgusting what he did. And the federal government had to come in here and had to solve this because it was not being solved by the local people, which is embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at the least it's embarrassing. It's something more nefarious if it was done on purpose. And the fact that this guy, I think when he was arrested yesterday, one of his children was with him, and the fact that he was a police officer for this long and was able to nearly get away with this as Josh Levy, the acting attorney, U.S. attorney here in Boston, pointed out yesterday, almost got away with it, is disgusting.
And I know I was asking Wiggy during the break if he knew about this case. Mm-mm. So she, Sandra Birchmore, was part of like a youth police academy type after school program.
Okay.
And Matthew Farwell, as well as his brother, Billy Farwell, were both people that were involved in helping the youth and teaching them about law enforcement. And then they took advantage of
so
this girl.
So they were like grooming
yes.
them.
All but right. they, I mean, he took her virginity. This is all in the text messages. Took her virginity.
Mm-hmm.
And these texts are like, I should have taken your virginity when you were 12.
It's gross.
Oh, damn.
No, it's disgusting.
It Jesus. Is the grossest.
It is gross. And the fact that the Massachusetts State Police trooper in charge of going through these text messages said that they had been, there were 32,000 of them between the two of them, said that they had been deleted and they were unobtainable. Yep. The federal government found a way to obtain them.
Easily.
So this guy could be charged with the death penalty. I think he should.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, when you're charged with the death penalty, then people tend to sing. So I would assume that that is another intent, is to get this guy to who is facing the death penalty to start ratting any and all out who might have been acting in the wrong way, I would guess.
And to add insult to injury, listening to the Case podcast yesterday, they go into detail about the fact that his wife gave birth, I want to say, 12 hours after Sandra Birchmore died.
Yes.
They're now saying that they believe, because there's video of him going to her apartment and leaving her apartment, she never exits her apartment again.
Mm-hmm.
They believe that he strangled her.
Right.
And then he went and welcomed a new child into the world with his wife. Like, everything about this case actually makes me nauseous.
I was sick.
It's so sick. And also, to go into the background of Sandra and the fact that she was an oversharer and she was always texting people and on social media, messaging, Snapchat, whatever. And then you're telling me that, because he said he went there to break up with her, then he left, and then she committed suicide.
Mm.
At 3 months pregnant, when this girl wanted a baby.
No, Josh Levy yesterday was pointing out that she had, and they could have found this when they went there to investigate it, when the Canton police went there to investigate it, that she had a load of laundry in the wash and one in the dryer.
And she had gotten a package that day of a car seat for a baby.
Yeah.
Everything about it. So there, we have audio from Josh Levy, okay, if you would like to hear it.
Yeah.
And when it became clear to Mr. Farwell that he could no longer control Sandra Birchmore, he allegedly silenced her permanently. This morning, Matthew Farwell was arrested on a federal grand jury indictment, charging him with one count of killing a witness or victim. Specifically, Mr. Farwell is charged with violating Title 18 United States Code 1512.
So it sounds like she was going to just have the baby and maybe potentially expose him for...
You can read all the text messages. Yeah. Somebody had, one of her friends had called the Stoughton Police Department and told them what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And the person who took the call at the Stoughton Police Department did not go to the chief of the Stoughton Police, went to this guy.
Yeah.
And said, this is what happened.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he could reach out to her and threaten her.
Right.
I'm allegedly. It is disgusting.
Sounds it.
It's disgusting. And the DA's office should be embarrassed at the very least.
Right.
I mean, you're in charge of investigating this kind of murder.
Yep.
Or this kind of death. And to have another agency, the federal government, come in and do the work for you because your investigation is so shoddy, and I'm being kind by saying shoddy, that you have to have somebody else come in and figure it out for you, is an embarrassment for the district attorney. Yeah. Embarrassing.
Yep.
All right, we got to take a break.
Okay.
We will get to the rest of the news coming up, and then Jerod Mayo, as the quarterback turns, coming up at 8:30, we'll take him live from Gillette. Here's Courtney with what is trending right now.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now brought to you by Shaw's. And do we have some breaking news, Sean?
We may. Of course, it's not a report. It is speculation. Is that correct, Sean?
According to Rap Sheet, Jerod Mayo informed players in a team meeting that Brissett is the starting quarterback. Drake May will be the backup.
Okay, that must have happened a second ago. I hope Jelani Tavai made it there for the meeting.
Yeah.
How the hell did that? Right?
Okay. How did that one leak out?
A player just in there texting?
It was a player? Do you think it was Alex Van Pelt? Was it Jerod Mayo himself? I mean, who's informing Ian Rappaport immediately? I mean, the meeting could not have ended more than 2 minutes ago.
Probably, yeah.
It's okay.
All right.
We'll see what Jerod has to say.
He's got a mole in the house, Jerod. Be careful.
The Red Sox get another win, shutting out the Blue Jays 3-0. Tyler O'Neill had a two-run homer while Brian Bello went 8 innings, striking out 9. Alex Cora liked what he saw out of Bello. Here he is, as featured on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
That was amazing. That was fun to watch. On the control, pitch by pitch, he didn't get ahead, right? The sinker was good. The four-seamer was great. Changeup, slider was outstanding. His best outing in big leagues. Against a team that has given him trouble, He was able to keep him off balance, use the fastball enough to keep them honest, and it was outstanding.
Hurry in and save big on a new Nissan at the Nissan End of Summer Sales event. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com today. Last one with the Blue Jays at Fenway tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Cutter Crawford getting the start. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. Signature Farms Boneless Chicken is now on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Today through Thursday, pick up Value Pack All-Natural Boneless Chicken Breast or Thighs for just $1.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to two per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Shime with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It's currently 64 degrees here in the city of Boston. The high today is 7.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
D2.
Well, Wiggy's guy, Schefter, now reporting it as well. So
Ian, really?
Ian Rappaport, wow. And... Adam Schefter both reporting that Jacoby Brissett will be your starter week one, New England Patriots fans. And so...
Some rats in the house.
There are... Well, yeah, we're going to... Jerod Mayo is about to address the media, and we will go live to that momentarily. But, I mean, interesting reaction on the text line. 910 text, you don't sit a number three pick.
No, you don't. For so, journeyman backup. A journeyman backup.
That is going to be your critique, your first critique of Jerod Mayo and his role as head coach, is that he is making a mistake when it comes to the most important decision that he probably will make, at least early in this season.
No, that I'm not blaming Jerod. I'm blaming Elliott Wolf because, in my opinion, Jerod doesn't have the power to make the decision on who the starting quarterback is. Based on the way I see it, do you really? No. And Do you believe Gerard Mayo had the power to decide who the starting quarterback is? I don't believe
it one bit. I think hopefully he's going to tell you that there's a clear and strong reason for it. I mean, he was, we've talked about it a lot. He was on here Monday morning with us talking about how Drake May had outplayed Jacoby Brissett. So there must be, if you're going to sit a guy who you spent the capital on to make him the number three pick, there must be a very significant reason why you're going to sit a guy.
Yeah.
In favor of somebody that he has outplayed.
Because Alex Van Pelt feels like Jacoby Brissett has a better understanding and handle on the offense. That's it. And Alex Van Pelt was given the power to make that decision because Elliott Wolf hired him as the offensive coordinator.
I think fans are really disappointed by this. This is so dumb.
Oh.
Based on the text messages, like somebody says, I guess I'm not watching any games this year. You got a lifetime backup quarterback. Welcome, 0-17.
At least I'll have my Sundays free now. When they post this on social media, the response is going to be, I mean, Kraft is not going to be able to look away from it. So, I mean, they made their bed.
Keep that red zone channel handy.
Speaking of that, just to divert quickly, did you see the text about Google Chrome?
Yeah.
When you search your name, did you try it?
Yep.
Do you want to read when you start to put your name in, what comes up first?
So as soon as you put Courtney Cox W, it'll say W-E-E-I bathtub. And then number two is Courtney Cox W-E-E-I Instagram boob. So
I also see W-E-E-I Twitch bikini.
So
it's great.
You've arrived. Your bube.
Yep.
Is a highly searched Google item.
Yeah, I did a quick search on Reddit. It doesn't seem like. I think we're good.
All right,
John, you got what you wanted.
You gonna tell me when Mayo steps up?
Yeah, I'll give you an indication as soon as he steps up.
I know we were in the middle of the news. You want to finish the news later, Courtney?
Sure.
Is that okay with you? Because this is. This is developing, and it's not developing well for some. This is Rob from Swampscott. Hello, Rob.
Hi, guys. How are you this morning?
What's up?
Well, it's just I've been following what's going on with Drake May and what little we got to see of him in the preseason. I'm not sure if he's a number three overall pick. Or he's Elliott Wolf's little binky that needs to be protected. I don't get it. And if half the stuff that I'm reading or hearing on any podcast or ESPN or NFL.com is accurate, I don't understand how Gerard Mayo's going to be able to coach the team if Elliott Wolf is telling him who the starting quarterback is. Now, I know Gerard is a company man, and he's never going to hang Elliott Wolf out to dry and say that, but it doesn't make any sense to me why the overall number three pick in the draft, who's a quarterback, and you need one badly, isn't going to be starting for this team. The only thing that I can say in Wolf's defense is, the offensive line is so bad, they don't want their number one and overall third pick in the draft getting absolutely annihilated in the first three games.
Yeah, I get that. We've talked about that. Wiggy says all the time, though, if it is that bad and that's what the result's going to be, then you're just going to have to put Drake May in anyway when Jacoby Brissett gets hurt. So
right, kind of feel like a true Bledsoe and take his lumps.
Correct. So I don't get it. I don't get if your plan was to have Jacoby Brissett be the starter for this football team, Wiggy, you should have just taken Marvin Harrison Jr. with that third pick and then waited for next year on a quarterback.
Yeah, and Bert Breer tweeting right now, the Patriots' decision to start Jacoby Brissett, the expected result all along comes down to one thing, and that's the development of Drake May. The best thing for May is to sit. That's why this is the right move, even if it makes the offense a little less dangerous in 2024.
Okay, we got to go to Gerard Mayo. Go ahead. Sean.
Good morning, friends. You know, just like I told you guys a few days ago, there was a, you know, it's a process as far as selecting who the starting quarterback is. We have decided, or I have decided, that Jacoby Brissett will be our starting quarterback this season. Now, in saying that, as an organization, we're 100% behind Jacoby. There is no, you know, you got a guy right here, you got a guy right there. We're 100% behind Jacoby. And I had an opportunity to talk to Drake. I had an opportunity to talk to Jacoby separately and also together. And I feel like we're all on the same page from an organizational perspective.
You said, you know, that you had the decision and it was your decision. What ultimately led you to Jacoby Brissett?
Yeah, there are a lot of factors that led to this choice. I think, you know, the hard part is thinking in the short term and the long term at the same time. As an organization, though, we feel like Jacoby gives us our best chance to win right now. I don't want to get into hypotheticals. You know, we can't go into the season saying, well, he's going to go X amount of weeks. Like, look, as long as Jacoby's going out there performing the way that we all have confidence in him doing, he'll be our quarterback this season.
All right, guys.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
So did anybody say, like, so is Drake your backup?
I guess at this point it really doesn't matter.
It does matter.
I mean, I think
he was out there for a minute 20. Right. What are we doing?
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
Well, you saw.
Is it some kind of, like, is there some kind of circus Barnum and Bailey strategy going on here to get everybody's interest up? And to, I mean, is
nobody's interested anymore?
No.
You lost it all. Yeah. Like, you had it. You had us. You roped us in with all this confusing stuff. Ooh, who's it going to be? Who's it going to be? And then you announced Jacoby Brissett, and nobody cares anymore.
You heard his first line.
Yes. You mean when he said, we have decided. Oh, wait a second. Oh, I mean, I decided.
I told you.
What?
I told you. It's simple. I've laid it out. I went back. Shime, I did my research. You know, I got my trusty notebook here. And I went through all the coordinators that they interviewed this offseason. The Mayo guys all got nothing. The guy that ultimately gets picked is an Elliott Wolf guy. And it shows me that Alex Van Pelt and Elliott Wolf are like, listen, even though we might not win with Jacoby Brissett, he knows the offense. We can at least keep Drake May on the bench and not have to put him out there and put him and have him be under siege or whatever. Where Gerard is like, wait a second. Drake gives us the best chance of win. He's the better player. Let's start him.
Do you agree with this texter on the Subaru of New England text line? Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Short press conference means Gerard Mayo is not happy with the decision.
Of course he's not happy. And you know, our boy Ray Pasquale from, what's he have there? I'm drawing a blank. He has the company where you call up and.
The restaurant company, yes.
No, he does the phones. Anyways, yes. He just texted me and he made a good point. This is
Unified Office. Are you talking about?
Yes. I'm sorry. He made a great point. This is Elliott Wolf neutering Gerard Mayo.
Yeah.
Doesn't this show now that Gerard Mayo, when it comes to the offense, has no say-so?
We have decided, or I have decided, that Jacoby Brissett will be our starting quarterback.
Which is it?
We.
Did you decide?
Nope.
Or did the collective we decide? Which is it?
Oh, he let us know.
We have decided, or I have decided that.
Or I have decided.
Yep.
I'm sending this video to Mitch right now of Gerard being led to the podium.
Yeah.
And when I tell you I've never seen somebody look.
Well, he doesn't look happy?
No.
Of course he doesn't. Where's Robert Kraft? Where's Robert Kraft in all this? Robert basically says, hey, Gerard's our guy.
Yeah.
So shouldn't your guy have the ability to make decisions when it comes to, I don't want to say roster, but depth chart and who's starting? Shouldn't he be the final say-soer when it comes to who's going to be your starting tackle or quarterback?
Play that again, Mitch. Yeah.
What's that?
I mean, if you're watching, he shakes his head and rolls his eyes when he's getting up on the stage. Yes.
Yeah, he don't look like, say, it looks like somebody who's walking for like their last meal and like, all right, I'm going to be going away for a long time.
We have decided, or I have decided, that Jacoby Brissett will be our starting quarterback.
What a nightmare for him. Like, imagine that you're anointed the guy.
Right.
You got to deal with all the Bill stuff while Bill is still here. They're telling you, don't worry about it. You're the guy. We're going to get rid of Bill. You're the guy. And then he clearly believes that Drake May has outplayed Jacoby Brissett like everybody else in the world.
Right.
And he's not allowed to start the kid.
Right.
Wiggy is so right about ownership. Like, they have been here. They have been omnipresent post Bill Belichick. And now all of a sudden you name a starting quarterback. They are nowhere to be found.
Knowing that we all believe, I believe that, like you just said, Greg, Gerard wanted Drake May and Elliott Wolf, and because Van Pelt told us that, hey, Jacoby Brissett is the starter, and Elliott Wolf clearly overruled Gerard Mayo and said, nope, we're going with Van Pelt and what he believes, and we're going with Jacoby Brissett.
This is Sean from Norwell. What's up, Sean?
Hey, guys. Look, I don't know why you guys are getting all upset here. Like, these cards were set in the preseason. When they didn't bring in anybody for the O-line, this is exactly what they wanted to do from the get-go. They're tanking the season, and they're playing for next year. This team has sucked since Brady left in 2000, so just leave it as it is and stop making drama out of it. I think it's the best thing to do to sit Drake.
So you think this is the best thing for Drake May?
I think it's the best thing for Drake May and the team. Absolutely. Look at Sam Darnold. Look at Zach Wilson. Look at, like, all the abuse the Jets have bestowed upon 20-year-old quarterbacks.
So, Sean, let me ask you this question. So you think it's good for a team to have dysfunction between the head coach, the GM, and the offensive coordinator?
Absolutely not, and that's a different question, but it's a great question.
Because
I'm not saying I know that now. You probably do because you got some inside loop.
Because this is what that tells me.
You don't think Gerard Mayo doesn't want to tank a season?
No.
He doesn't
And if you did, why are you drafting a quarterback 3 overall? You would have drafted an offensive lineman, Marvin Harrison Jr., or traded down. That's what you would do if you're tanking. That's what the Texans did for years. That's what the Lions did for years.
We're forgetting that Gerard Mayo needs to take into account that this is setting up the rest of his career. Yeah, he wants to have a first season where they're just throwing it.
Right, but here's what we got to stop. We got to stop blaming Gerard.
No, I'm not.
Because you said Gerard Mayo has to take into account. This has nothing to do with Gerard.
But that's what I'm saying. Gerard's not going to throw his first season.
He has no power when it comes to this decision.
Okay, is he happy with that?
Of course he's
then
not.
Then why did he take the job?
Because I think he took the job under the pretense that he would have the ability to bring in the guys that he wanted as especially offensive and defensive coordinator. But clearly, as things are starting to unfold and we start to peel back this onion, that is something that he's starting to see is, now, wait a second. I don't have the green light when it comes to who I want starting when it comes to the quarterback.
I mean, that was a one-minute press conference.
A minute and 20 seconds.
That's because he was TO'd. Pissed. If he stays on long in that, we know Gerard, he's liable to say something that young Thundercat's going to have to come down and go, whoa. Timeout, let's stop this press conference. Because I would be. There's no way. And Courtney's right. Look at his walk up to that podium. There's no way he agrees with this move. And for anybody to say this is a good move, forget about the Jacoby Brissett thing. I'm looking at it from the standpoint of, how does your offensive coordinator, your head coach, and your GM, how are they all on a different page?
It's bizarre to me.
That's where I'm concerned.
That if you want to win football games, that you can look at the two of these guys and decide that Jacoby Brissett is going to be your guy all season long.
Listen.
That's what he said.
This is a recipe for disaster. Because when you got, and I'll keep saying this, no other organization that I've been a part of, that I've seen, does the head coach not have the capability to, A, hire his offensive defensive guy, and then, B, have the ability to say, here's who I want as my starting quarterback. You are being trumped by the GM and the OC. And you could clearly see. So I don't blame Gerard. I blame Robert for him putting Elliott Wolf in a position to allow Elliott Wolf to hire an OC and not give Mayo the power to have the final decision on the depth chart.
I think he may have said, we made the decision, I mean, I did, on purpose.
Mm.
Yeah, of course he did.
We have decided, or I have decided, that Jacoby Brissett will be our starting quarterback.
Yeah, that's almost like a make sure you say you decided.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, no, I'm not going down alone.
Yeah, he's saying we, but then I, to let everybody know I don't have the power here. I just want you to let you know.
Oh, it's going to be so interesting talking to him on Tuesday morning.
Oh, man. I told you, I feel bad for him. You come in as a head coach, and you think you have the ability to run the team how you want to run it, but yet you don't have complete control?
You get handcuffed by a guy who wouldn't even be given the GM title until after the draft? Like, what are we doing here?
Also, the 413 texter says, do not let Mayo off the hook here. He went into this as a rah-rah-rah collaborative company man guy.
Right. Yeah, but he felt it would actually be collaborative. Clearly, it's not.
Collaborative, and then, okay, I have the final say-so.
That's not collaboration. That would not be true. Corporate collaboration would mean.
But even in corporate,
you're empowering others. I know what I don't know. I mean, isn't that what he said about the offense? I know what I don't know.
Yeah, but Greg, you collaborate on a daily basis. But at the end of the day, you have the final say.
Right. I'm a collaborator.
Yeah, right. 100%.
This show is a democracy, not a
dictatorship.
Dictatorship.
But you still have final say,
Tom. Tom, if you could on the microphone. How do we refer to me around this radio station? Tom, our new guy. Tom?
Sorry, what's up, Mr. Hill?
Thank you.
There you go. You don't even have to
collaborative
say
collaborative, Mr. Hill.
Yep.
From Tom. Yeah. Collaborative.
We do collaborate, but at the end of the day, Mr. Hill makes the final decision.
Yes, that is
but
true.
That's how any corporation or company or anything works. You collaborate, but at the end of the day, there's got to be one guy who makes the final decision.
So who is that?
When it comes to the offense?
No, oh, to the Patriots. Who is that?
Elliot Wolf.
Elliot Wolf, when it comes to the offense. You know?
He's the boss.
His bone was, go ahead, you can get whoever you want for defense, but when it comes to the offense, mm-mm.
All right, well, Jacoby Brissett, NFL journeyman.
Wow.
Will be your starting quarterback, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI.
I don't want to get into hypotheticals. You know, we can't go into the season saying, well, he's going to go X amount of weeks. Like, look, as long as Jacoby's going out there performing the way that we all have confidence in him doing, he'll be our quarterback this season.
Well, there you have it. Jacoby Brissett is your starting quarterback this season. That is from Jerod Mayo moments ago. A texter is suggesting that the organization had a team building event and they just left Jerod Mayo at the top of the mountain.
Oh, they clearly left him.
So I don't know if that's what happened or not. But, and then there's, you know, every other or several, like five text messages out of the billion, which say, what's your proof that Jerod Mayo has no say in the matter? What? Why are you speculating? This is what Jerod Mayo, that's what we do. We're here to speculate.
No, we connect the dots.
I don't know what, I mean, if you're happy with it, then you're happy with it.
How can he say, how could Jerod Mayo say today that Jacoby Brissett is the best chance to win while he told us on Monday that Drake May did a better job bringing the team forward?
Calling the show right now, the great Rob Ninkovich. Good morning, Robert.
What's up? Hey, good morning. I got an issue with all you media guys. Can we talk about it real quick?
Yes, yes.
Okay, here we go. First of all, the whole Mayo and him talking and giving everybody information, weren't you all complaining about Bill and how he gave nothing to anybody for years? And now you have Mayo, who actually gives you something that you can talk about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you be happy about that? You listen to all these radio shows where people are like, why is Mayo telling everybody something? He's just giving you guys something to talk about. Perfect.
Okay.
Great.
All right. Okay.
And then the quarterback thing. Okay, you want to put Drake May out there, a rookie quarterback, to get baptized and killed by an offensive line that they're trying to figure out? No. You have to protect. You protect the young guy. You don't throw him out there in the fire and get him killed and get him beat up and emotionally and physically and mentally killed. No. You go with the veteran guy, put the veteran guy out there first. You try to figure out your offensive. It takes the first month of September to figure out your roster, your lineup. Maybe you can claim a couple guys off of other teams and bring in a couple tackles, and you get a better offensive line in place. You feel more comfortable. And then at the right time, you put in the young guy. You have more confidence in your offense, your offensive line. He has more confidence, and things work out in a better manner than putting him out there and you get him killed, and then the whole fan base is going crazy, like, why'd you pick him at three, blah, blah, blah. Just relax.
But the veteran guy stinks, and if that's the case, why is every other quarterback that was drafted in the first round who's behind Scrabine's quarterbacks, why ain't they sitting?
Wiggy, you think he stinks?
Jacoby Brissett?
Yes. He don't stink. He's had how many reps has he had? He's practicing with the team. You go in there in the preseason. Okay, so here's another thing. Wiggy, you were playing, they put...
Nank, he they, started
don't,
in...
Don't cut me off, Wiggy. Nank. Wiggy, don't cut me off. Listen.
Go ahead.
Listen. Wiggy, you're out there, your first team tight end. You go against the twos or the threes. How are you going to make them look?
If I'm the first team, I should dominate.
You should dominate, okay, right? So you're seeing all these guys. You're seeing quarterbacks and linebackers and receivers against second and third team guys. You have to look at these guys, and you have to look at the players against number ones. We really haven't seen anybody against a true starting offense or defense or anything.
Right,
so
my point, Nick, is this.
Why don't we wait?
My point is this, Nate. Brissett got reps against the twos in the preseason games and was throwing interceptions. He stinks. Why isn't Jaden Daniels sitting then in Washington? Why isn't Caleb Williams sitting in Chicago? Why isn't Bo Nix sitting in Denver? When you're a bad team and you draft a guy that high, just like Carolina did last year, or Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud, you play that guy. You don't sit him behind a journeyman backup who's not very good.
Weren't we talking the other day about the Commanders' O-line and how bad it stinks?
Yeah.
It's worse than the Patriots.
Oh, yeah. Wait till we watch the Commanders in Denver in a couple weeks. You're going to, holy, this is terrible.
But
I'm telling you.
Nico, I would ask you this.
It's going to be bad. Bo Nix, and then also, too, Bo Nix, right?
Mm-hmm.
Stidham? Is that who he's competing with? Stidham?
Yes. Yeah.
Like, come on. All right? Like, you got Bo Nix. You put Bo Nix in. It's also certain places, certain teams, they're going to tell you who you're going to put in there, right? They're going to tell you who to put. Certain teams, you're like, okay. The teams are going to constantly lose. You think the Commanders are going to be a playoff team this year?
No, I'm not saying they are. Can I ask Nico one question?
I just figured this out, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Is there some sort of opening on the defensive staff over there?
Oh, if there is, guess what?
No, not this year. Huh? Nope, not for Ninko. I am coaching 8-year-olds flag football. Okay, I don't have time for this professional league stuff.
Did you say not for this year?
Yeah,
but not for this 40-year-old man. No way.
But remember, Greg.
I hit my head a lot. I might only have 10 or 20 years left.
While you're on the phone, did you text Mayo and say, hey, I'm on the radio defending you right now. Tune in.
Well,
the problem, I have a problem with everybody listening to interviews and saying, Mayo talks, he gives you all the, listen, you guys had 20-something years of a guy being like, yeah, get out of here. Like, get away from me, you media guy. Like,
but
and
I
now,
think,
now
I think,
Bill's media.
Right, Jeez. But Nick, I think Mayo wants Drake May to play. He just doesn't have the power. And Nick has nothing to worry about. When it comes to defense, Alex Wolf said, hey, you can go Elliot Wolf, whatever the hell his name is. You can hire defensive guys. Every offensive guy has to be an Elliot Wolf guy. If I was going to, say, hey, any chance, Mayo, you can hire me next year, he's probably like, listen, I got no control over that one. This is just the way I look at it, Nink. It's a shame because I don't think that Mayo, Wolf, and Van Pelt are on the same page.
Are you in the building?
No, I ain't in the building, but I can connect the dots.
You can connect the dots through what? In the training camp where they don't even hit each other? They got freaking guardian caps on their head?
No, here's how I connect the dots. The Elliot Wolf was in Green Bay with Alex Van Pelt. Alex Van Pelt hired pretty much everybody from the Cleveland staff. Every guy that Gerard Mayo interviewed for the offensive coordinator that had connections to him got passed up or didn't get the job. So the offensive coordinator was hired not by Gerard Mayo, but was hired by Elliot Wolf because of the relationship that they had in Cleveland. And I believe those two, because Alex Van Pelt said it himself, Jacoby Brissett is our starter, when Mayo told us last week that May is out playing Brissett.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, Ninko, you're okay with this decision. You think that Gerard Mayo made the right decision, right?
I've said this from day one, that no matter what it looks like, you don't throw him out there right away. Okay. You don't throw him out there right. Especially now, this is the main reason for that. Their offensive line, to me, is a work in progress, right? They need to get a few pieces in. I thought they should have tried to, instead of going after a receiver, they should have tried to trade or get a big-time tackle in here, because you need a tackle, a blindside guy, protect the quarterback. Because we know that these young quarterbacks, you got a couple young guys on this roster, quarterback-wise, can move and get out of some situations. They have the ability to scramble. So what I would do is try to get the offensive line solidified. You have more of a moving pocket. Hey, okay, if this breaks down, receivers, go out backyard football, get open, quarterback, move around in the pocket, extend the play, because that's really hard as a defender to stop a mobile quarterback that can move in the pocket and throw the ball down the field. That's what I want to see out of this offense. But you can't have a guy hitting his back foot and getting the back of his head caved in, right? Yeah. You got to have some type of offensive line, and it especially matters on the edges. The interior, I'm not worried about the interior guys. They got some interior pieces. I'm talking about the corners, which nowadays good pass rushers are making $25-30 million a year. They're paid to get to the quarterback. You've got to protect the quarterback.
All right, and then just to be clear, because we got to go, but you would be okay as a player with outplaying somebody all training camp and then sitting for the year.
Outplaying is all subjective, right?
Okay. I'm just going by what the head coach said on this show.
Exactly. Y'all are just tuning in and taking it and running with it.
All right.
Maybe it's a psychological thing. He's boosting up the kid. Maybe, hey, you had a great camp.
Yeah.
You outperformed the veteran. But guess what? We're not going to throw you out there to the wolves. We're going to protect you. Keep doing what you're doing. Yeah. Keep balling. It's going to be yours one day. You're going to get the keys.
All right.
But not today.
Rob Ninkovich, as always, a pleasure. I'm so glad you called. Thank you. We'll see you soon. All right, bud?
All right. See you guys.
There's the great Rob Ninkovich. Red Sox front office report with Sam Kennedy next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.